Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So Dan Quinn's set to speak to the media in a little bit. We're going to air it live right here on Richmond's home for the Commanders, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. But it's time to catch up with Michael Phillips. We call this segment Crosstalk on The Fan.
If I could just have your attention.
It's Crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on The Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk on The Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
Michael, for Washington to beat the Dallas Cowboys, give me an offensive player and a defensive player that need to play better.
Well, you start with Jaden, right? Start with the quarterback. You're looking at a duel of two guys who are elite quarterbacks in this league. And Dak Prescott's having the season of his life right now. This is the best he's looked since he got injured a couple of years ago. He's really bounced back in a big-time way. Jaden Daniels needs to rise to that level. Obviously, two turnovers accounted to him last week. That's not going to get the job done, especially with this defense not producing takeaways. I got Jaden Daniels firmly circled. He rises to the occasion in big moments. It's a big moment. Rivalry game in Dallas with the NFC East very much up for grabs. I think this is a big moment for Jane to take it and seize it and shake off Monday night. On the defensive side of the ball, I mean, my goodness, pick your guy in the secondary. Quan Martin needs a bounce-back game. Marshawn Lattimore got clowned by Troy Aikman on national TV. Somebody get right back there. Somebody make a play happen. Goodness.
Yep, and then the other thing is turnovers. How does a coach deal with that this week in practice? What do you do? I mean, do you tape the ball to Bill's hands? What do you do to try to produce less turnovers and create some more next week?
Yeah, and obviously, you know, the rain was a major factor. The conditions and the weather were a major factor. And also, you can't be doing that. Bill was very casual with the ball on his fumble. You know, you're sending the defense after him all week, but also you need the defense to train on making their own takeaways. A lot of interceptions now that these guys have dropped this year. They're piling up. I'd have them in front of the jugs machine every day working on catching the ball, right? The old joke, well, if he could catch it, he'd be a wide receiver, not a defensive back. Time to catch some of these, that's for sure.
I'm going to give Ben Johnson credit. I thought that his game plan was excellent, and it forced Washington's defense into some tough spots. And, you know, all week long the discussion was with Joe Witt saying, hey, we have to play with our eyes. He made us look in the wrong place a few times with some of those. They weren't really trick plays, but just a lot of guys in motion, a lot of dekes, a lot of fakes like that. And they created so many explosive plays. That's got to stop against the Dallas Cowboys. It just felt like anytime Chicago needed a big play, they were getting 30 yards on one play.
After the Packers game, the offensive line was struggling, and they switched up the offensive line, right? And the new look with Chris Paul that we've seen since. If it's happened, I've missed it, but there hasn't been a big defensive shakeup yet. Adam, we're six games in. I've got enough of a sample size. Something needs to be done to shake up this defense. And Dan Quinn telling Chick Hernandez yesterday, right, that, you know, I hear Joe Witt's calls. I work with Joe Witt every day. Joe Witt's not the problem, but he said the execution is on all of us, and the execution's not good enough. You know, if he believes in his defensive coordinator and believes that he's putting the guys in the right spot, he needs to change which guys are tasked with making those plays. I'm not sure I fully believe that, by the way. I think the scheming needs some work, too. But if he believes in these schemes, he needs to be changing rearranging the deck chairs here and putting new guys in new spots.
Yeah, I mean, you're right in terms of it's a big enough sample size already. The defense is not good enough. The defense held them back last year. To me, I don't think it's coaching as much as I think it is. The roster defensively is not nearly as talented as it needs to be, and it puts them in situations in which they're outmatched and they have individuals like Marshon Lattimore that are just kind of stuck on an island where they can't help them.
What, you know, and what do you do is always a question without throwing your hands up and in despair.
Yeah.
But the bench players that are available, I don't see a single guy on this snap count chart who I'd say has earned more snaps, right? I got guys I want to take snaps away from defensively, but I can't see anybody on this list that I want to give snaps to. And that, you know, is very, I'm kind of making your point for you. It's just not a deep roster defensively.
Yeah, I need to look into the snap count, but I don't love what Jacob Martin's bringing to the table here. I mean, are you going to give Preston Smith more snaps? At what point are you going to kind of unleash Von Miller and let him be out there for at least 50% of the defensive snaps? I mean, I get it, he's getting up there in age, but it seems like that's one of the only, you know, like you said, cards that you have still in your hands is, hey, we could give Von Miller more snaps.
Hey, no question. I don't know what deals were made to get him here, what promises were made in terms of his snap count. I agree, though, that that's an obvious one. If you can get more Von Miller, I don't think anybody would complain about seeing more Von Miller, you know, and he can disrupt games. We've seen that in a very limited sense this year, but they need game-disrupting plays that produce takeaways, that produce longer down in distances. I just continue to harp on that, how good the Bears were in the first quarter, because they stayed on script, because everything they wanted to do with that first 15, they were able to do. They did not have to adjust or improvise at any point. You got to find a way to knock them off script early.
Yeah, and I talked about this yesterday. I want to get your opinion on this, because I fully believe the coaching staff had a good game plan offensively. And I'll say this.
Yeah.
I thought Cliff Kingsbury was actually even more creative than Ben Johnson. Cliff cannot control Jaden going right down the field and then throwing an interception, and then the next drive, Bill fumbling.
There were enough points. There were enough points available to these guys to win. Not only did they score in the 20s, but three drives end with turnovers, and that one turnover was at, what, the three-yard line, right? You have the missed field goal. You throw that in there as well. I mean, there were opportunities to score. They moved the ball well. There were very few drives that just failed to get off the ground. And one thing I often talk about is getting that first down so you can get into tempo, which Cliff Kingsbury loves to run that no huddle. He did that. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I think he was able to get that first down on almost every drive. They were able to start sustaining drives. They looked good offensively, though the turnovers were massive. The missed field goal was big, and those are the kinds of things that are going to set you back in close NFL games.
Michael Phillips with us here. You can check out MP on the Mic Monday through Friday from 10 to 12 noon. I'm going to list three guys. You tell me in order, most confident that they play on Sunday to least confident. Terry McLaurin, Noah Brown, Sam Cosmi.
I am most confident that Noah Brown will play on Sunday. I get the sense he was close. I get the sense that was a tough call. We saw him on the practice field a little bit last week. Dan Quinn gave a heck of a non-answer yesterday on Terry. It's too early in the week. We'll have to see. It's too early in the week is very different from we're going to put him out there and see how he does. I'm nervous about Terry. I'm going to put Cosmi and Terry probably neck and neck. I don't think either of them will play. It would be a surprise to me. Maybe Cosmi 2, Terry 3. But I do think they're both going to sit another week. I don't think they're as close as we think they are.
Yeah, I'm actually most confident in Cosmi. I think this is the point in which he's ready to return, right? I mean, the whole talk was before, well, maybe he'll be ready for the season opener. All right, that's way too early. All right, 4 weeks have gone by. Is he going to be ready for the Chargers game? No. Bears game? No. I'm pretty confident Cosme will make his return. Yeah. The Noah Brown one, I just don't know. And Terry McLaurin, I'm hoping and I'm praying, but I don't know either.
That's a great point on Cosme. 3 weeks now of practicing with the team. You know he wants it. He's a tough guy. And it would give a jolt to an offensive line that I would argue underachieved against the Bears, allowed too much pressure to Jaden Daniels, didn't do enough in the run game to get it going. I think if they can put him out there, it would be a big boost for everybody to have one of your best offensive linemen return to action in a big rivalry game situation.
Michael, always appreciate it. I'll catch you tomorrow.
Dallas Week, let's do it.
Yep, Dallas Week, I hate Dallas. Dallas, I hate. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So you guys know we have an open line policy, 833-804-0910, and also an open door policy. Anybody in the building can come on down. Even the plumber can come by and give out his NFL picks. Joining us right now is Owen from the Odyssey sales staff. He is a diehard Ravens fan and also a participant in our Odyssey NFL Survivor Pool. What's going on, Owen?
Life's going great. I just can't believe the Jags didn't pull through, man. I haven't lost this many this many games in this Survivor Pool like this in a while, and then I have you... What, triple dog daring me to re-enter?
So let's pull back the curtain a little bit here, right? So Stubb is in charge of the Odyssey NFL Survivor Pool. He collects $5 from everybody who wants in. Hello? If you lose, you can buy back in for another $5. Owen has bought back in numerous times now, and we've gotten to the point now where, for me, it's comical. Like, I just feel like you are adding to the pot every single week now, and maybe me and Stubb, one of us, are just going to collect all of Owen's money.
I mean, at this point, that's $20 that I'm down the drain. That's $20 for that's a Big Mac meal and a 10-piece meal. That's $20 that I could put on FanDuel, you know, but I would have been $40 in the hole if I would have done that this weekend. But, you know, I am excited because I do have some breaking news.
Let's get to it. Hold on, we do have a sounder. If you want us to, we can make
let's make this official
because Owen does owe us $25. So
breaking news on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, powered by Odyssey, is brought to you by BetQL.
So this is Owen's breaking news. So don't hold 910 The Fan accountable. Hold Owen Beliza accountable. But breaking news. The Ravens are going to the playoffs.
What?
The Ravens are going to... We are going to be a wild card. We're going to make it deep in the playoffs, and we're going to go to the Super Bowl. And you want to know why, and you want to know how?
Why?
Even though we got beat by the Rams.
Yeah.
That Ravens defense looked brand new.
It did look much better. And you know what? You do have one thing going for you, which is you can't lose this week.
No.
Because you and the Bills are on a bye.
This is the easiest looking schedule, I will say, down the stretch I've ever seen.
Yeah. I mean, look, believe me, if Lamar comes back, I could totally see the Baltimore Ravens sneaking into that final playoff spot, or maybe even coming back and winning the division. Because as great as Pittsburgh's been 4-1, they'll probably finish with 9 wins.
Look,
maybe 10.
Look at Pittsburgh's next 5 games. Those are not easy games.
Well, they've got Thursday Night Football this week coming up tomorrow night against the Cincinnati Bengals.
0-6, by the way. Pittsburgh is 0-6 playing on Thursday night against a division rival.
Yeah.
Joe Cool, Joe Flacco, Super Bowl champ, is going to take Pittsburgh down again.
You know what I love about this is the Baltimore came 0-6. 0-6, man. I'm Owen. The Owen. They're 0-6, man. All right, so let's look ahead to the Survivor Pool picks for this weekend here, all right? Because basically it's become every week Owen just tips me and Stubb $5.
So
right?
the
it's my favorite bit in town right
the
now.
The pot is $95 and he accounts for $20.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he just said, what did you see? You sent an email, just said, put it on my tab, baby.
I said, put it on my tab, baby. Put me in Playboy. Let's get going. Because you know what? Just like the Ravens, Owen's going to have a comeback.
All right, Owen, what do you got for this weekend? I'll tell you, I'm leaning New England Patriots right now. Tennessee just fired their coach. Patriots have been playing much better defensively. Drake May is excellent. And they are 3-0 away this year.
Well, if I didn't already choose Cincinnati.
Oh, you locked in Cincinnati?
No, I chose Cincinnati week one.
Oh, okay.
Which was a very stressful game. That would have been $30 right there. But I want to choose a hard pick this week. I do like New England.
You want to take a risk?
I want to take a risk.
Okay.
Because I feel that if this risk pays off, the Ravens. I'm tying all this back to the Ravens. If I come out with a win this week...
Are you telling me the Browns are going to beat the Dolphins? Are you telling me the Dolphins are going to beat the Browns? What are you saying?
I think... I'm going to go with Tennessee. No, I'm joking. I can't go with Tennessee. I'm going to go with... Who does Chicago play? Does Chicago play...
New Orleans Saints.
Very possible. They're at home, too.
Yeah. Now, Bears did look pretty good on Monday Night Football. Spencer Rattler is, I believe, 1-10 in his NFL career. You can lock that in. I'll be rooting for the Saints, though.
You know what? I am going to lock it in because you know what's going to happen? Chicago's going to beat the Saints, and then Chicago goes and plays Baltimore. They're going to feel so good being on a win, and then Baltimore's going to come in and slap them down. That's how it's going to go.
Baltimore certainly needs a win next week, so... Yeah, look, hopefully you can get that done and save yourself some $5 and just stay in the pool. We love it. Stubb, have you picked your game for this week already?
I think I'm going to take the Chiefs.
Really?
Hosting Vegas. Chiefs are hotter than they have been. Vegas is worse than they've looked. I know that's consistently a pretty difficult game for the Chiefs. For some reason, Vegas has given Mahomes trouble, but I expect at home them to handle business.
Yeah, I'm looking seriously into a few games that will be taking place this weekend. I kind of like Seattle late on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I've already used
against
them.
The Texans. I think I've used the Broncos, but I like Denver hosting the New York Giants. Those are a few games that I do like for this weekend. We still have to go through and pick the best three-star game, two-star, one-star, and dud game of the week. But tomorrow night, Thursday night football, the Pittsburgh Steelers kick off week 7 by going to Cincinnati to take on the Bengals. And what's interesting about this matchup here is it's two quarterbacks that are old as dirt. I mean, we're talking about Pittsburgh and Aaron Rodgers and Cincinnati and Joe Flacco. Like, this could have been a primetime matchup, like, what, 12 years ago? This would have been fantastic.
Now it doesn't feel so exciting.
No, it really doesn't. No. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Owen, thanks for stopping by.
Doors
are always open.
Yep.
Let's go to the phone lines. We've got Brendan, who wants to talk NFL. What's up, man? You're on the Fan with AWOD.
What's up, AWOD? Hey, what was that stat? 0-6? The Steelers are 0-6 on Thursday night games?
Yeah, Owen, what was that stat? The caller's asking you. Steelers are 0-6 on Thursday night games?
0-6 against a divisional rival.
0-6 against a divisional
rival. Black and blue. Black and blue division. I like this guy, Owen. He knows his stuff. Hey, I want to talk about the Patriots, though, dude. Let's go. Drake May's playing lights out. Hey, he should be in the MVP discussion in my eyes. I think we're going to throttle the Texans. Excuse me, the Titans this week. Vrabel's going home back to Tennessee.
Yeah.
I
mean, how cool is that? Right? This guy got fired by Tennessee after giving them the best success they've had in 20 years, basically. And now they just fire their coach, and he's coming in with one of the hottest teams in the AFC.
Dude, NFL, not for long, even for the coaches nowadays. You know, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, any other points you wanted to make?
Nah, the Pats look great. The Redskins, I will say, the Commanders, their defensive tackles, that guy Kinlaw, Duron Payne, they look great. They got to do something with the outside. The outside back is, they got to figure that out. The outside runs are what's killing them.
Yeah. What would you do? What would be your advice?
Get a corner, Frankie Louvu, and put him out to outside back. I don't know what I'd do, to be honest with you, but
yeah,
it's tough. You got to stop the outside runs, you know? So.
Yeah. I'm worried because Dallas can do that as well. Good call. I appreciate you chiming in, man. I mean, we'll take a look at this matchup here in about 15 minutes, but there's one thing I always say about Dallas and boys from Texas. They're bigger. I mean, those are some bigger boys. Last year, when we played Dallas, we were probably like 7-2 or something, right? I think we had lost maybe one. We might have been 7-3 or 7-4.
Yeah,
like, we were really good, and they were really bad. Like, and they came in with Cooper Rush, right? And they ran the ball all over us. They ran us into the dirt because their damn O-line is so big. I mean, they've always had a strong offensive line. And so I think winning in the trenches is definitely going to be the most important thing for Washington this Sunday. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Owen, you made that caller's day. How about that?
You know what? I love that because, you know, life's good if you wake up and change somebody's day. So hopefully he goes home. He gets on the internet and he buys a Ravens jersey and he believes in this. Ravens are making it to the playoffs.
Well, I always say your week is better when your team wins a football game.
Absolutely.
And I'm hoping Washington can bounce back this weekend. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local content in town. And, of course, VCU basketball season's right around the corner. This Sunday, I'll be on the air at 4:15 for the pregame show before we hand it off to Robbie Robinson and Rodney Ashby. First exhibition game of the season at Villanova. Should be a good one. Open door and open line policy here on AWOD Radio, 833-804-0910. Or you could be like the traffic reporter, Brian, who's busted through the doors once again. Hello, Brian.
I'm just sitting here perusing this VCU schedule.
Yeah.
October 18th. It's October.
Yeah, I know.
It's football season.
We've moved up the exhibition games a couple weeks
this year.
You move
it up anymore, it's going to be August 11th.
I mean,
look. What's going on?
It's because you got to get working. You got to get games done because there has never been more of an importance in the non-conference schedule than right now.
Okay.
You have got to take advantage and win those big games to get that resume up because I'm sick and tired of the A-10 being a one-bid league.
Yeah.
But that's the reality we're living in. So Brian stopped by. Stubb runs the ones and twos. Jeremy's been helping out with production as well. We're going to go around the NFL here on AWOD Radio with NFL Hits.
Every regular season matchup. Every head coach on the hot seat. The hit stories in the NFL. NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
Now, Brian, it was awesome for you to enter into our Odyssey NFL Survivor Pool, but you were knocked out by the loss the Buffalo Bills faced the other week.
That Josh Allen, man. You know what I said this last year on this show. You know what Josh Allen needs. He needs a celebrity girlfriend.
He got one now.
Oh, he finally did.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
I know.
Who's he dating?
Josh, he's dating Haley Steinfeld.
That's right. Well, she hasn't had a hit in a while.
Beautiful one.
You might have stacked that up a little bit.
She was just in the best movie of the year.
Which was?
Sinners.
Oh, she's good in Sinners.
Movie,
she's really hot in Sinners.
Yeah, I know.
She's really hot.
Good looking.
And then she turns into a zombie. Spoiler alert.
So maybe they'll get to the Super Bowl, despite the fact they've lost how many now? Three?
I think they're 4-2. They're 4-2. But we were joking earlier, the Odyssey NFL Survivor Pool has become the weekly Owen buys back in $5 Survivor Pool.
Owen,
he has now gifted us $25 because of the losses that he's faced this season. And so we're just collecting Owen's money. I kind of love it.
Okay. Yeah, he's got, one of our top sales reps, so he's got plenty of money to throw around, apparently.
Absolutely. All right, so we've got our guys with us here. We wanted to do a Worry Wednesday on AWOD Radio. Jeremy, what are you most worried about coming into week six of the NFL season?
I'm the most worried about Kyler Murray. I think there's a real heat under his job right now after the way that Jacoby Brissett performed against the Colts.
I mean, I think you're right.
Yeah, he's done. He's never going to make it to the playoffs, let alone win a game.
It's so weird because he had gotten off to that good start this season.
He always does. But then Battlefield came out, so he's busy.
Yeah. I mean, is that what it is? He's spending too much time playing video games?
It was a running bit for like 5 years. Call of Duty would come out and his performance would decrease after that weekend.
Well, I mean, the slow start. 2-0 to 2-4. That is all. That is certainly something to be worried about. I'll start locally here. I'm worried about Matt Gay's job in Washington, man. Like, it's just, how much longer can this go on? And I'll tell you, there is a maybe future Hall of Fame kicker that's going to become available November 11th. Would you bring in Justin Tucker for a workout? Are you concerned that he doesn't fit the culture? I'll tell you this right now. I think it was a mistake by Washington to not bring in competition this week.
Yes.
He missed again in a game that he lost by 1 point.
Got a 50.
Right. Like, and Jeremy, you're watching the NFL. We're seeing guys hit from 60-plus this year easily.
Yeah, I'm surprised he's still on the team, honestly. I thought when he missed that 50-yarder, he was done.
Yeah. I'm worried about his job security.
I'm surprised they're not just signing, random soccer players at this point. I mean,
that's what Dallas did.
Right,
it
worked out for them.
Turned him into a superstar in Brandon Aubrey. Stubb, what are you worried about?
It's a different kind of worry, but I think I'm getting worried the Super Bowl is just going to be the Chiefs again.
Really?
The No Fun League, they've kind of popped back. No penalties from the refs. I don't want to talk about that, but still, it seems they just beat the Lions. It seems like they can still do it. People are coming back. Rashee Rice is back now. I think they're just going to make it again. I would love to see someone else finally make it there, but yeah. I think we're getting the most boring option again.
I mean, it's one of those weekends where, right, like Buffalo doesn't look like the greatest team in the world again.
The Ravens are 1-5.
The Ravens are 1-5.
Chargers are falling.
And like you said, the Detroit Lions were so hot coming into that contest, and the Chiefs beat them easily. Now, I'm picking them to beat the Raiders, and then hopefully Washington will come to town and stop their win streak right there. But I think you're right in terms of the AFC. If you're an AFC fan, you should be worried that the Chiefs are coming.
Right. Like, he's beat the Bills every time. And then you look at the risers. I would never bet on the Jaguars, the Colts, or the Patriots to beat the Chiefs in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And Mahomes has proven he can beat everyone else. So it's just going to be boring again, I fear.
Yeah. No, I'm with you there. Do you guys think that Mike McDaniel will be the next head coach fired?
I think it's Jonathan Gannon. I know I just went off on Kyler Murray, but I'm all down on the Cardinals right now. I think Mike McDaniel is done, but I don't think they fire him midseason.
But I think you're on to something that they have to make a change in Arizona, either at quarterback or the head coach, right? I mean, he is kind of in a weird predicament there. I'm also interested to see what's going to happen with Mike McDaniel, what's going to happen with Cleveland. Could this be one of those games that the losing coach gets fired?
Yes, it could.
Right?
I very much think it could.
1-5 Miami at 1-5 Cleveland.
You make
Brian,
the
we call
of
that the NFL dud game of the week.
I would say so, yes.
Yeah.
You mean
they
that, little,
beat the Chargers,
that little kid-looking guy who's the coach for McDaniel? He's about to get fired?
Yeah, I know.
Miami?
People
okay.
don't like his capris.
They
anymore.
Don't.
They don't like his
yeah.
what?
Him with
he
his
wears
capris.
Joggers that show off his ankles.
Is he still a loud mouth in a press conference? With a you know?
He's been a lot quieter, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You better clam up there and take the wind.
More ums than usual.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I'm kind of with you there. Just speaking of that, let's get to the latest on our Hadid Mercer rug cleaning coach's hot seat. We did, predict that Brian Callahan would be fired. Zach Taylor's on our hot seat here. What is going on in Cincinnati? They've got Thursday night football at home against Pittsburgh. I don't think this leads to him losing his job right now. But they're not going to make the playoffs, and I'm still confident he will not be the coach of that team next year.
So he can't be.
At one point, they're going to fire him. I don't know when it will be. It might just say, hey, we'll wait till the end of the season. And then we'll regroup from there, but...
Which I should have done last season.
Hey, look, I always say this. There's three ways a coach gets fired, Brian.
Okay.
Number one, you lose an embarrassing fashion at home. Number two, you get blown out on primetime television.
Oh, yeah.
And number three, your team's eliminated from the playoffs. Two of those three things could happen tonight.
Absolutely.
If the Steelers blow out the Bengals, who are going to be at home.
Wow.
Jeremy, does it happen on Friday morning?
I want to say it does because I think he should have been fired last year, but the Bengals are a different organization than a lot of other teams. They're cheap, and they generally let the contract run out before they fire
him. You mean the Cincinnati Bengals? Is that what you're talking about?
So you're worried about Kyler. You're worried about the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals as well. Give us a third worry, Jeremy.
Another worry here. I'm worried about Saquon Barkley a little bit. He hasn't had the same usage all season long, and I don't know if it's because they're trying to save him for the playoffs or if they're trying to save him from injury or something, but even when he does touch the ball, he hasn't been the same explosive runner as he was last year.
I think that's more on the outside noise and the players meeting about A.J. Brown not getting involved. Like, we saw them go heavy into the passing game there last week. I mean, 33 attempts for Jalen Hurts. Way too many.
I mean, their offense has straight up sucked at times.
He
made it a half without completing a pass. There's just a lot of red flags going on in Philly.
Those that have drafted Saquon Barkley thinking they were going to get another great year from him like last year, they're probably pissed they didn't do what I did in Bijan Robinson.
Bijan,
You're onto something, by the way, about those injuries, because we're seeing it in baseball with the Dodgers. Their best pitchers, they didn't really play in most of the season, and now look at them in the postseason. It's like there's some shenanigans going on these injured lists. I'm convinced of it. But I guess the football teams are. I mean, look how many extra games you play if you win the Super Bowl. I mean, it kind of makes sense if you think about it.
Yeah.
So they could easily kind of slow walk Saquon and some of their other players, and I mean, postseason is what matters to them.
Yeah,
want to win another Super Bowl.
They do that with Kelsey.
There's a pair of Monday night games, and I'm worried for the health of our buddy Chris Russell. He went on B. Mitch and Finley yesterday, and just complained about 15 minutes about the NFL's decision to have two Monday night games. He hates it, and I don't understand why.
Yeah, why?
I kind of really enjoy two Monday night games because he wanted to focus in on Bills Falcons, but instead he had to work the Commanders game. That's going to happen on Sundays all the time. I have no problem with two Monday. I understand what he's saying in terms of you kind of devalue the Monday night, given the fact that it used to be a standalone game.
That doesn't matter.
But I like options.
Let me tell you something, and I mean this sincerely and wholeheartedly. The NFL would have a game on every night of the week for 5 months.
If they were allowed,
and quite frankly, they probably are allowed. They just haven't figured out a way to pull it off yet. I mean, it's the most popular television show in the history of America.
Yeah.
So why would you not want to, as much exposure? There's no such thing to the NFL as overexposure. There's no such thing.
Right, and you look at the TV contracts that they have.
Yes.
ABC has Dancing with the Stars. All right, good for them. They get pretty good ratings on that. They ain't got nothing going for them on Mondays.
No.
Nothing. And so you might as well that's the number one reason why we're getting so many double Monday night games, is that ABC's got nothing better to show, right?
That's correct.
I mean, it's not like it used to be where
there was
must-watch television. Mondays used to be like, 24 and Prison Break? Like, we used to have some good cable television.
Well, and ESPN also talk media for a second, I think they want their money's worth, right? You know, they want as much inventory as possible, because I can tell you right now from working in television, you know, you sell a 30-second ad on these games and it's six figures easy, a regular season game.
Right.
So they want as much ESPN, losing money, by the way, other than the NFL, they want as much inventory as they can possibly get.
Absolutely. Brian, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Gary Hess is going to call in next. It'll be good to hear from him.
Please tell him I said hello. We miss Gary Hess around here.
Yes,
we do. Long time IL.
You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. It is a Wednesday, October 15th, which means we turn the page to the next week that is the NFL season, getting ready for week 7 with Washington taking on the Dallas Cowboys, sitting at 3-3. You do not want to be hovering around 500. You want to be above 500. I believe Jaden Daniels is set to speak to the media in about 10 minutes. We're going to try to air that for you guys live right here on Richmond's home for the Commanders, 910 The Fan. But let's go inside the mind of the NFL quarterback right now with QBIQ.
You know, that is my dream. That's what I want to be, and it's what I believe I am as a quarterback.
Being a professional quarterback is arguably the toughest job in sports, maybe the world.
Quarterback will say, "Hike." That's when the stand up puts the ball into the hands of the quarterback.
The most important position gets the most attention. We'll take a unique look at the best quarterbacks in the league each week.
It was just much better execution all the way around.
As we go through the lens of NFL quarterbacks with QBIQ.
All right, so we're not going to highlight this quarterback on QBIQ, but we mentioned it earlier, and I think we should mention it real quick. Jacoby Brissett came in and was terrific. 320 yards, 2 touchdowns, with a really good 89 quarterback rating in the loss for Arizona against Indianapolis, but just much better at moving the football down the field than Kyler Murray had been in that one right there. But I think we start with Baker Mayfield, man. I mean, Baker is back. He is at an MVP level. It is so cool and needs to be highlighted often, over and over again, how this guy was left for the Wolves, right? Carolina didn't want him. Cleveland didn't want him. L.A. brought him in for a game, and then Tampa Bay said, you know what, we'll take a shot on Baker Mayfield. And they've gotten some unbelievable quarterback play. And so you look at Tampa Bay right now, they're sitting at 5-1 with Baker Mayfield's 1,539 yards, which is fourth. He's tied for third with 12 touchdowns and only one mistake, one interception this season. And somehow, at 6-1, 215, he's able to, like, sneak out of sacks and sneak out of tackles. It reminds me of Tony Romo, but he's, like, not as twitchy. He kind of just, like, ducks down into the fetal position but doesn't touch the ground with his knee and then sneaks back. It's unbelievable how he avoids sacks.
I'll never forget him trucking Bobby Wagner.
Yeah, right.
In the wild card playoff game. I mean, that's just a dog.
Yeah, I know I have belief in Baker Mayfield. I'm sure his team does as well. We honor you on QB IQ.
I truly, genuinely trust the guys that are in there. They're ready. We talk throughout the week. Guys are on the same page, and that's real. I trust these guys, even though some of them might not have played a whole lot of ball, but if we're on the same page, good things happen. You don't have to have the perfect play when all your guys are fighting for each other and are on the same page, and that's an example of that. Defense played great, special teams as well, and so that's complimentary football.
And also, Baker Mayfield's just making everyone around him better. He's made Emeka Ebuka the pretty much rookie of the year favorite, who's now out for a while. Chris Godwin's been banged up. Mike Evans is out, and it's been next man up. And yet, whoever steps into that wide receiver one or wide receiver two role, they just have a connection with Baker Mayfield this season, which is just wild because, oh yeah, he lost another offensive coordinator, right? And then the year before that, he lost another offensive coordinator who's now been fired from his job in Callahan. But you see how Liam Cohen is leading the Jaguars. He's working with really good offensive minds, and then they're leaving him? And yet, it's like a part of their brain is staying with Baker Mayfield.
Yeah,
he's been a savant.
He's picking up more and more skills and information, and he's just... I want him to win the MVP so bad.
Who do you want to highlight on QB IQ? Inside the mind of the hardest position in sports and maybe the hardest job on the planet, quarterback.
A guy leading a team that I said was going to make the playoffs. You clown me for it in the offseason, but man, Drake May and the Patriots, he looks so good. He looks stupid good. He's completing insane passes, deep balls constantly. He's protecting the ball. He can run it if he needs to. He is leading that team. A lot of people are rallying behind him. And, man, a worse, I think, receiving core than even Washington has right now.
Yeah, I'm not ready to say the Patriots will be a playoff team simply because I don't see them winning that division. All right, they went into Buffalo and won. Let's see what happens when they face off against the Bills again. I almost guarantee that's my lock of the year, that Buffalo doesn't lose two games to New England this year. So I don't think they win the division, and then you're kind of hoping for a wild card spot. Maybe with Baltimore's slow start, that would help them out. But obviously you got Kansas City and the Chargers also competing with the Broncos. Yeah. And so I think wild card's going to be murky in the AFC. But, yeah, I mean, he's leading a team on a three-game win streak. They're going to go into Tennessee and win as well. They're probably going to face off against Cleveland and beat them the next week as well. You have to give credit to the quarterback, even though I think they're winning games because of the defense. But he's not really turning the ball over. And so you got to give him – he's making good decisions.
He's throwing dimes to a guy named Booty.
Yeah. And like, we've had a resurgence from Stephon Diggs. Yeah. We honor you, Drake May, on QB IQ.
Yeah, it's about making good decisions. I think it's just trying to prove it over and over again. You'll be consistent in doing that, and you're known to be smart with the football. You know, I think that's the biggest thing that, you know, in that situation is try to, you know, get a first down, safe throw, you know, to the sideline, and what a play by Booty. You know, it felt right, you know, being back home for him.
So the one thing that I think he needs to improve on is he's just taking way too many sacks. And I get it. He's been able to create some magic plays there to convert some tough third downs. But that's the one thing I think he needs to focus on moving forward is to get rid of the ball, like we say with Jaden Daniels, throw it away, live to fight another down. On QB IQ, we almost always go inside the mind of the face of the National Football League, the multiple Super Bowl champion, the guy who's only played in AFC title games every single year. That is Patrick Mahomes. Let's go inside the quarterback's mind for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes. We had called a play where we actually thought they had like a little guy, not a little guy, one of their DNs dropped, and we thought he was going to drop from the boundary and we might get Pop open. But for him dropping underneath Pop, Hollywood was able to get across the field and score. Are you talking about the run play or the pass across the field? Yeah, he got across the field, and I was able to throw him the ball, and he won with speed. But that's part of the progression. You have to be able to recognize the coverages that they're in, and Hollywood did a great job getting open.
It's crazy. Kermit the Frog retired and then got the quarterback job in Kansas City. I think what makes Mahomes so impressive is he always has a solid touchdown to interception ratio, 11-2 right now. I mean, he tossed three of them against the Detroit Lions. And like you said earlier, he's starting to get his weapons back. And I'm starting to feel like Kansas City will get back to the AFC title game once again this season. But how about Aaron Rodgers to close out QBIQ today on AWOD Radio? The Pittsburgh Steelers are sitting top of their division, and they're coming off of a 23-9 win over Cleveland. They've now won three straight, and they will be our primetime matchup tomorrow night on Thursday Night Football from Cincinnati, taking on the Bengals. Here's Aaron Rodgers on QBIQ.
We had one-on-one on the first conversion. He had a quick out conversion. He did a nice job with his late hands. I think the other one was just a quick out that, I thankfully put in a good spot. DB kind of tried to break on it, and DK made a play. The other, his third catch was on the shallow cross after I threw a bad one on the inside go. His fourth catch was a nice little slant and go he ran.
Aaron Rodgers' completion percentage always blows me away. I mean, and he'll attempt 30 to 35 passes right every single game. 81% in the win against Minnesota, 71% in the win against Cleveland. And we'll see the battle of the old guys tomorrow night on Thursday Night Football. Aaron Rodgers is 41. Can you guys confirm Joe Flacco's age? I believe he's 40. Yep, he is. He's 40 years old. So, 81 years old between the two quarterbacks on Thursday Night Football. Jeremy, are you interested?
It's past their bedtime.
That's a good one.
It's going to be sloppy, but it's going to be fun, I think. I am a little bit interested. I'm always interested in those divisional matchups on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, and this will be the first time that I can really focus in on Aaron Rodgers with the Steelers, as they will be on prime time, but also not across the pond. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles.
like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.